We're here with Thomas Kriesig, Regional Director of Telecom Expense Management Solutions for Europe for MTORIS, an IBM company. Today, we're discussing why a global TEM strategy makes sense. Thomas, why is it worth investing time and money in a global TEM project? What is the business rationale and justification for global investment?
Well, for most enterprises, the question is not whether they want to invest in into a TEM solution or not anymore, because almost all blue-chip companies or large enterprises have TEM in place to a specific degree, or they're busy these days with defining their telecom expense management strategy. So the today's hot issues, like the explosive growth of mobile devices and the related increase of complexity and cost of the spend category, are forcing large companies to use telecom expense management. But also the need to optimize telecom-related processes and implement especially mobile governance structures matter in most organizations. I mean, there are also good reasons why more and more companies, the media, and also researchers like Forrester or Gartner are meanwhile talking about the role of the chief mobility or chief mobile officer. Now, especially mobility is not only about communicating while traveling or while working at home anymore. Now, today, mobility is by far more than just this, because it's more about marketplaces, customer relationship management, customer experience management as well. And it is also about collaboration and also about information or knowledge management today. So the economy today is quite different than the economy was a couple of years ago. And mobility is a business enabler and driver today and allows us to communicate and work smarter than we did in the past. And we're also buying and selling smarter by using mobile technologies. So when we think about the business case for a telecom expense management, companies have to consider all these aspects, from managing invoices, the purchase process, and other day-to-day operations, up to the strategic importance of telecoms as the enabler of current and future work and commerce models. And this is for sure a global aspect for most enterprises. And telecom expense management gives large enterprises what they need to manage telecommunications even better than they do today, and to be prepared for future developments. So just to name a few benefits of telecom expense management, TEM is providing visibility into spend, usage, hardware, and processes as well. And along the entire procure-to-pay process, TEM is able to audit or validate and track all relevant financial and commercial aspects, like tariffs and cost allocation and things like that. TEM helps also to assure compliance with corporate policies and law by managing workflows, use regulations, invoice handling, and security standards, which is also about privacy management. And of course, TEM is also being used to optimize the telecom spend and process across the entire telecom lifecycle, beginning from the initial purchase request up to the final termination of the service or a device. So good telecom expense management providers are also able to provide consulting services like support in creating policies on a global scale, developing global governance structures, and also technical aspects like fixed mobile conversions, for example. So there are many good reasons for enterprises to implement telecom expense management solutions. And when we consider the strategic importance of, again, especially mobile communication, it is obvious that a local approach doesn't make sense in a global marketplace. And companies that are going to enter the mobile marketplace, or those that want to use any kind of mobile application, must know what kind of devices they are using globally, and if all users are able to join this initiative because of their devices, the operating system they have on their devices, and so on and so forth. And as soon as corporate data is available on a mobile device, security and usage must be managed by the companies anyway.
What are the key benefits that can be expected from global TEM rollout compared to a regional TEM rollout?
The obvious benefits of a temple implementation, regardless of the regional scope, are visibility, control, compliance, and optimization. Visibility in suspend, carrier relationships, contract management allow companies to manage these areas more efficient and to achieve notable leverage effects across the global organization. And controlling the financial aspects, procurement, usage, and devices are business basics and mandatory anyway. Even though we see in some even global enterprises that within the telecommunications area, these duties are being neglected quite often, actually. And in order to comply with corporate policies and law, companies must assure and prove their compliance across the entire enterprise, regardless of the regions or business units or even legal entities. So this is truly a must for all companies. And the final point is optimization. Uncovering optimization potentials is mandatory to contribute to corporate-wide efficiency and savings initiatives. And cost savings will result in available budget for other IT or telecom projects, or they will contribute to an overall savings target initiated by the corporate headquarters, for example. And additional benefits that can be expected from a global temple implementation compared to a local temple approach arise from consolidating global spend and contracts, and the ability to use global data for forecasting and budgeting purposes as well. And moreover, it also allows a global corporation to use global inventory to prepare the rollout of mobile applications, as device types and OS versions are vital for the project planning and successful execution. And as I said already, the increasing strategic importance and impact of mobility on the core business of an enterprise. And with the increasing strategic importance and the impact of mobility on the core business of a company, telecom expense management is the right tool that global enterprises need to manage and improve business efficiencies and business control.
What are the key elements multinational companies have to consider when defining their global TEM strategy?
There are truly a few specific elements that must be considered when companies are planning a global telecom expense management rollout. When there is no global telecom organization in place already, companies must involve local managers, of course. These people have already existing roles, responsibilities, and career relationships in place, but people typically don't want to abandon and cede. So companies have to find a way to demonstrate the benefits of a global TEM solution and also make sure that the local professionals or managers are willing to share their specific knowledge in this area and their responsibilities and their relationships as well, of course. Typically, there is no direct transition from many regional telecom management approaches to one global strategy. However, enterprise can involve the regional management teams or professionals and use basic TEM functionality in the early stage of the implementation, like invoice management and reporting, to get buy-in from local management and find something that is connecting all national teams in the first step without changing responsibilities or disconnecting existing relationships with business partners like carriers right from the start. So companies will then move from many regional groups to, let's say, one multinational community by sharing common interests and working together to optimize their visibility and spend. And in a later phase, enterprise can then expand the scope of the telecom expense management initiative much more easier and create a global TEM organization or a global telecom governance structure. And another important factor that is relevant is data privacy that may differ from region to region as well. This includes privacy based on law and compliance within or based on corporate rules and policies. It's always a good advice to invite privacy officers and workers' council very early and explain the temp project and respect their feedback and wishes with regard to the future implementation.
We're speaking with Thomas Kriesig, Regional Director of TEM for Europe for MTORIS, an IBM company.